Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon and welcome to Think Fit, Get Fit, Stay Fit, sponsored by Mind and Body Strengthening. I'm your host, Scott Marsh. We are broadcasting live on Phoenix Business Radio X, located in the Max 6 studio here in Tempe, Arizona. One of the purposes of our show is to highlight success stories from professionals who are extremely busy and have limited time to adhere to a nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle program. We aim to help those busy professionals break through the barriers of thinking fit, getting fit, and staying fit. Another purpose is to provide educational information that is research-based and peer-reviewed. And lastly, leadership. Leadership in the sense of individuals or companies that promote, encourage, and lead by example of thinking fit, getting fit, and staying fit to their employees, customers, friends, and families. So now I'd like to welcome our guest from ClassPass, Christina Bernardo.
Got it.
There we go. All right. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for coming in. So here we are.
Yep.
Want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure.
Okay.
So I've lived in Arizona for over 13 years. Call South Scottsdale home with my husband and my little two-year-old guy.
Nice.
I was born in May of 2017, and I've kind of run the gamut from an industry perspective. I started here in hospitality when I first moved to Arizona, focusing on hotels and resorts across the valley and the state. I then branched and moved into marketing and advertising with a company called iHeartRadio.
Okay.
And now I work for a company, as you mentioned, called ClassPass.
Okay. So with the hospitality, hotel, and tourism, I see that here. Are you still an advocate for them? Are you doing anything with that organization? Or are you...
I help with the capitalism. Okay. I stay. Okay. I visit. I enjoy. And ultimately, that's tourism's goal, is to generate revenue for the state. So okay. I am a full supplier of that. For sure. But when it comes to directly advocating for them, not so much anymore. I still remain close with a lot of my contacts and colleagues.
Okay.
And anytime I can, talk about how beautiful Arizona is and magical that our state is.
Yes. We have a lot to offer here.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think the state, what did I read somewhere? That we have every environment in the state.
I completely agree.
Mountains, high desert, swamp. Whatever they are, but we have those here.
I was born and raised in Florida, and so I went from hot and sticky to hot and dry. And when I first moved here, I had no idea the access to the different environments that we do have. I mean, we take for granted that it's 110 here in the summertime, mm-hmm. but we drive 2 hours north and it's cool. And then in the wintertime, when it's beautiful here in the valley, yep. we could drive another 2 hours north and go snow skiing, which to me is always incredible.
I know. It's one of the best states. So we really probably shouldn't talk about it. So people quit moving here.
keep it our little secret.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You grew up in Florida.
I did.
Where at?
So specifically a suburb of Fort Lauderdale, so the southern side.
Okay.
And then I went to Florida State University for college.
Ah, Seminole.
So I'm a Seminole.
Yeah.
I found one here in Arizona and married him.
Get out.
Go figure. Small world.
So besides going to the university there, did he grow up in Florida also?
No.
Oh.
His dad was an airline guy, so they moved around as kids all over the place.
Okay.
And had an affinity for the Seminoles and decided that's where he was going to school.
Okay. Was that a deciding factor that he had to be a Seminole? I mean, did that like seal the deal? I mean, was that really important for you?
Not for me, but for him. I think it may have been.
Like if you'd have been a Gator, it would have been no way?
I don't think that would have happened. No, he's a fanatic. He's one of those who pays very close attention to what happens at our university. So I think it took a fellow Knoll to marry him because anyone else would never have understood him.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no house divided.
Not in my house.
Okay.
And my son, who's only 2.5, has already been told where he cannot go to school.
So does he got the...
He does. We have a couple of videos. It's hilarious. It's so funny.
That's really fun.
Yeah. Whenever he sees the Seminole logo, he actually says, Dada. I can't make this up.
That's pretty good. I like it.
Yep.
I'll take it.
Goals. Life goals.
Life goals. iHeartRadio.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about some things you did there?
Of course.
Some fun stuff? I mean, that's had to be kind of an interesting job.
It was fun. You know, the role itself was ever-changing. I got to know the company very well from an operational standpoint and then from a sales and marketing standpoint. What drew me to it was the opportunity to work with small business owners. And then also to flip a coin the next day and work with big brands like Pepsi or Hewlett-Packard. It just depended on the day. So it was always something new. It was versatile. And it was a really fun environment given the pop culture nature of the business, okay. Even though that wasn't what I did every day. It was more or less the bread and butter and the advertising and sales dynamic of the business.
And that's what you did?
That's what
advertising
I did.
Advertising sales,
okay. Yep. And it was all local. So I got to know Phoenix very, very well. I met a lot of incredible people and got to work with some as well.
Okay. How long were you there?
I was there 10 years. 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then can we ask why you left?
It was just time for a change.
Okay.
You know, I think I had gotten comfortable and I think I was time for something new. I was looking for a little bit more flexibility. I had had a baby recently.
Okay. Yeah.
And so time was becoming a constraint for me and going to work all the time and working on the weekends and working evenings, depending upon what was needed for my role. And family became very important shortly after my son was born.
Okay.
And so it was a way to get back to some of my roots as well. Health and fitness were always a big component of something I like to strive for. And those moms out there have maybe lost that in their life because the commitments of time, family, and children. And this was a way to reconnect with some things that I was passionate about and also do it for a living. So it was dynamic in a way. I had actually used ClassPass, the service that I'm sure we'll talk about, for 3 years. As a user ever before joining the company. So I was passionate about what it afforded me in my life. And then the ability to parlay that into a job was an opportunity I couldn't turn down.
Okay. That's we'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. So off track here a little bit. Favorite movie?
Top Gun.
So are you excited for the new Top Gun coming out?
I saw the trailer, but I didn't hear the Kenny Loggins song just yet. Danger Zone. So they missed that in the trailer, in my opinion.
Okay.
I am excited. It got my mojo going and it got me going. But Top Gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've always been a fighter pilot junkie. I swear if I didn't marry a Seminole, I was going to be a fighter pilot. and so, yes, I got hooked very early on. I was a Tom Cruise fan 20 years ago. He's a little different now, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Hey, different times, you know?
Yeah. So, yes. No, I am excited that they're redoing it.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, okay. Music.
You know, I run the gamut on music. I will listen to Aretha Franklin, to Dave Matthews, to jazz in the morning, all the way to a little bit of Tupac if I'm really getting
going. Holy cow.
So I don't have a genre. That's just me. I'm a little bit all over the place.
All right. Are you a concert goer?
I love concerts. That was a big benefit of working at the radio station for a long time.
Okay.
Tickets, whenever it was 5 o'clock and maybe a winner hadn't picked up their ticket just yet, they were given out. It didn't happen to the big shows, but it did happen occasionally. And so, yes, I had the benefit of seeing some amazing shows here in Phoenix.
You guys probably also sponsored a few shows.
Yes and no. When it comes to radio stations and sponsoring shows, we give out a lot of tickets, but it's not like we get a lot of tickets.
Okay.
So
that's interesting.
That's the back end of radio.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your husband do?
My husband's in travel. So he's a consultant and helps companies who don't necessarily have a workforce in the U.S. extend their brands and sales here. So right now he works for an Eastern European airline.
Trying to come to the U.S.?
So they service the U.S., but they don't have an office in the U.S. Okay. They're not quite big enough to have that kind of infrastructure. So he helps build them and make them better.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about ClassPass.
Let's do it.
All right. So how do you know the history of ClassPass?
I do know
All right. Let's hear it.
So ClassPass joined or welcomed to the U.S. in 2013 by our founder, Pyle, who was in New York City working, and she was a dancer and was looking for a dance class to take after a long day at work. And she spent hours on the internet trying to search what dance class, where the dance class was, how much the cost was, where she had to go and how she had to get there. And she couldn't wrap her hands around that there wasn't a one-stop platform to show all the available dance classes in the city.
Okay.
ClassPass was born.
And that's how it originated right
there. That's how it originated right there. So, you know, fast forward 6 years later. So we're still a young company growing.
Okay.
We have over 22,000 partners, and we call our partners our gyms, our studios, run clubs, you name it, that anyone that gets someone active. We're in over 2,500 different cities across the globe. We recently launched Copenhagen, Zurich, Geneva. We're in Singapore. And so it is a dynamic service that allows individuals to have variety in their fitness and wellness regimen. And that's how I came across it. So my story with ClassPass 3 years ago was that I had been a member of a specific gym for a while. And I had been going and I loved it, but I was just ready for something new. But I didn't want to go to what we call big boxes where they have workout equipment and classes. I wanted still that small dynamic feel, but I wanted variety. I wanted to be able to go to a bar class and a Pilates class and a yoga class. And it was hard because I was in the same situations that Pyle was how do I navigate all this? There's so many options, but there's not one seamless platform to be able to do that until I found ClassPass. And so I was one of the original adopters here in Phoenix. I was an original,
really?
I was an original user. And so my life with ClassPass is kind of like my life in general, where I've been a member of ClassPass from time to time. I got pregnant. Life kind of changed. So I was able, I stopped using the service for a while. But then back in January, I committed myself to being healthy again. My son was 18 months old. And I wanted to get back at it. I wanted to lose that baby weight. I wanted to get healthy again. I wanted to do all those things us as women strive for, I think, to a certain degree. Everyone's journey is different.
Yeah.
And so I jumped back on. And then lo and behold, now I'm working for the company.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a variety option. And it's a one-stop shop for flexibility and for understanding time commitments and understanding ability commitments. I used to spend every Sunday night after my child went to bed, planning my week. I would look at my work schedule and then I would look at ClassPass. And I was able to find classes that were either in the location in which I was going to be in that day, or I needed to go at lunchtime so I couldn't get super sweaty. So what were my options?
Right.
Or I was going after work and I could get super sweaty. Or it was a boot camp class and it was 110. You know, you had variety. And that's ultimately what ClassPass offers all of our subscribers. Okay.
All across the globe.
All across the globe. I honestly, true story, I'm not making this up, went to Singapore in April with my family and took a class on ClassPass in Singapore. And it was dynamic because it was able to give me a feel for a different city that I was new in, had never been, struck up a conversation in the middle of a Pilates class, and I got a restaurant recommendation in the middle of a Pilates class.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it's dynamic in that way.
All right. So was she the lady who started? What's her name again?
Pyle.
Is she a techie?
She is. She's a techie.
Did she develop the platform for this, or did I mean?
So I don't. She developed the idea and was part of the platform development.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, she isn't a software engineer, so she didn't actually build it from the ground up, but employed some amazing people. And you know, we evolve along the way too. We learn from our subscribers, we learn from our partners, and we're always trying to strive to make things better.
Yeah.
So it's an ongoing evolution.
As it should be, right?
As it should be. You know, it's kind of how we lead our lives sometimes. We learn and live as we go along and make things better.
And then the benefits for the members, you touched on some of those.
Yeah.
What do you think the biggest benefit is?
To me, the biggest benefit has to be the marketing and discovery opportunity within ClassPass. It is the only platform that exists, to our knowledge, that allows wellness and fitness enthusiasts to find all the options available.
Okay.
You know, Yelp exists and Yelp's a wonderful tool, but Yelp caters to restaurants and to plumbers and to car dealers.
Okay.
So it's the only platform that allows someone to be discovered who is specifically looking for fitness and wellness ideas and options. It's the only one that exists out there. So from a marketing and discovery, we are able to dynamically filter what someone's looking for. So is it geography? Is it a 5-mile radius of their house, their workplace, or even their current, you know, restaurant or lunchtime? Are they looking for something that's beginner, entry or advanced?
Okay.
Are they looking to go with a friend even? Obviously, we know fitness and accountability kind of go hand in hand. If you tell your girlfriend you're going to class at 5 o'clock, you're more than likely to show up at that class because you don't want to cancel
right.
at her.
Yeah.
So the option to go with a friend. So to me, that is by far our number one advantage to being a partner on ClassPass is discovery.
Okay. And then you can just search by whatever class or you're looking for, you know, a strengthening class or a yoga, whatever. You just put that in the search bar and it'll just populate up and geolocate where you're at.
Yep. Okay. Exactly. So you can search by time of day. You can search by location. You can search by activity.
Okay.
And you can strength by, again, even amenities. So let's say it is a noon class and you do get sweaty. Maybe you have to find somewhere that has a shower because
yeah.
you might have to go
that's
back
important.
To work.
Yep.
And so if that's part of your day, then you're able to filter that way. So it dynamically fits
very
every
nice.
Need in your life to make fitness a priority.
Yeah.
Because obviously sometimes, and I'm sure given the nature of your business and fitness, that sometimes it gets down the list. So how can we make it easier for someone to live one life fully lived,
yeah.
which is our motto? We say our biggest competitor is Netflix. Do you know why?
Because people like, you know,
well,
sit around and watch movies.
People sit on their butt
yeah.
and they watch movies for
right.
12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Whereas ClassPass encourages people to get out, get moving, and have fun with friends, family, or whatever works for their schedule.
Yeah. So speaking of Netflix, we were talking just before we came on about the 50-50-50, 50 Ironman and 50 days in 50 states.
That's
so,
crazy.
You know, watching that should hopefully maybe inspire some people. You know, this guy did that and traveled around the country with his wife and 5 kids in a van and his crew. So,
oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to watch that. It's funny because before I had children and time wasn't such a commodity as it is right now, I did triathlons. My biggest claim to fame is doing a half Ironman,
nice.
So I'm not quite a full, but my husband is an Ironman, he's completed 2.
So, he'll like that movie.
I know it's right up our alley. The first one he completed was here in Arizona, and then he actually completed the Ironman in Kona, Hawaii. The world championship.
The ultimate.
Yep.
Yes. Good for him.
Yeah, he did it in a dynamic fashion. He actually guided a blind veteran through the race.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah. So a special event to be a part of.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very good.
I couldn't imagine the training this person had to do for that Netflix series. To do 50 of them in 50 days, let alone in 50 states,
yeah.
just seems unfathomable.
Yeah. So after you watch it, we'll talk about it because I don't want to give too much away, but it's there's some really...
I can't wait.
Yeah.
We're always looking for new stuff to watch. So thank you for that recommendation. It's fantastic.
We talked about the benefits to the members or ClassPass users.
Yep.
Let's talk about the benefits on the other side.
Yep.
The studios, the gyms.
So ultimately, I mean, the marketing discovery, I still think is the number one benefit. Number two being the incremental revenue. So let's just use a Pilates studio, for example.
Okay.
A Pilates studio maybe has 7 or 8 reformers in it. And that's a really fancy word for the machine that you use in a Pilates class. And maybe it's a noon class and 6 of their members come in, but that still leaves 2 slots available to be booked. And so on this opportunity, we would allow 2 ClassPass subscribers to come into that studio and participate in that class and fill those empty slots.
Mm.
So ultimately, what we're trying to do is fill excess capacity for our partners and maximize the space that they already have and in turn give them the incremental revenue that maybe they wouldn't have had if not for that ClassPass subscriber coming to the studio.
Okay.
And we do it for all genres, boot camp classes, HIIT style, yoga, Pilates, boot camps.
So any class schedule.
You name it, if it's in the fitness genre, even like classes at Lululemon or run clubs. Again, there's something for everyone on the platform.
Anywhere they need to fill space. Then what time, so on the gym studio side,
mm-hmm.
at what point does it have to be released that these spots are open, like an hour or two before the classes? I mean, when do those spots become available for the user of the ClassPass to be able to schedule that?
It's different for everyone. The maximum that you're able to book into a class is 7 days in advance.
Okay.
So it does give the user and the gym that perfect window to be able to maximize when someone on a Sunday evening, like myself, was looking at their week and planning their
okay.
day. So it protects everyone in the model. And again, it allows, you know, the excess revenue or the excess potential to be there, because ultimately that instructor is there, the studio is open,
yeah,
the class is happening. So why not add to the environment and add to the community with more energetic bodies and people who are excited about being there? We also pride ourselves on someone being able to try something new. Mm. So given the dynamic of ClassPass and all of the variety out there, we find that 90% of our subscribers try a new genre.
Wow.
So maybe you were a little too intimidated by the CrossFit community. Maybe it was a little too scary. You didn't want to do a snap, or you didn't know how to do all the moves. Finding a class on ClassPass kind of opens up the opportunity and takes down some of those barriers and gives someone that little extra kick to go try something new.
Okay.
So that's what's dynamic. I will say I tried CrossFit and I never thought I would have ever have walked into a CrossFit gym before being a member of ClassPass. And I did. And I fell in love with Legree Pilates and a couple of other different formats, which is just fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
But the studio has control of like how long a time frame they have before they start taking ClassPass people into outside of their members.
So we're a tech company at the back end of it. So
yeah,
the partners themselves have complete control over their inventory, okay, and capacity and how everything is booked in.
Okay.
So we never want a class to be overbooked. We never want a studio to have, one person who couldn't take the class. And so on the back end, there's a special algorithm and there's so many dynamic tools on the back end to ensure a seamless booking experience for both parties involved.
Okay. Then on the user side,
uh-huh,
are there, so I was looking up, so, and also you had told me this before,
but, yeah,
but so there's tiers for members, like how many classes they can take a month.
Yep.
Can you touch on that a little bit, how that works?
Of course. So back to variety. So ultimately, we understand that everyone's different. Their schedules are different. Their desires are different. So there's three different subscription plans that a Phoenician can subscribe to. One is a $29 plan that gives you a certain amount of credits. And in ClassPass world, credits are our currency. So the way I relate it is just like going to an arcade game. And how many tokens does it cost to play the game? It's how many credits does it cost, okay, to take the class?
So it's not a one-to-one ratio. It's not a dollar per credit or anything like that.
Nope.
Okay.
It's not that at all. So okay, it ultimately, credits are built into our platform to help drive excess revenue and to drive excess occupancy. And so it's all based on time of day. It's based on how busy that class is historically. It's based on the style of class. So there's, again, back to that tech learning, mm-hmm, and algorithm in the back end. That's kind of what it determines a credit value.
Okay.
But it's up to the user to book into that class. So again, they have complete control and flexibility over how to use their credits and when to use their credits.
And then more popular classes require more credits as opposed to...
Potentially. So, yep,
yeah,
potentially.
Okay.
So if that studio's class is always booked at 5 o'clock on Friday, it may cost you a couple.
That would be amazing, 5 o'clock on Friday.
You never know. Never know. So yes, it's kind of like when you think about it like an Uber or a Lyft. So when demand is high,
okay,
things change in the algorithm. And so, yes.
So that's a dynamic.
It's super dynamic.
Okay.
So that's how everything's getting priced these days.
It's very fluid.
It is very fluid.
Yeah. Were you the one telling me about the bar? With the bar pricing and drinks?
I don't think that was me, but tell me more.
I don't know where it's at. I'm assuming it's somewhere here in Phoenix. But the same concept that you're talking about, but it's based on drinks.
Huh.
If they're selling Bud Lights, the price of Bud Light's going up. And, you know, other drinks. So it's I don't know, whatever they're using, probably similar technology.
Talk about inventory management.
I'm telling you. Then I don't know if it's once an hour or once every 2 hours. They like ring the bell and then everything's on sale.
They change the specials.
Oh, yep. And then it just and it fires up again and then it starts all over. But they are, I mean, I guess they're like driving a lot of revenue doing that.
Well, I was shocked in the world of dynamic pricing in that concert tickets are now dynamically priced. So I went online a couple days ago to buy Dave Matthews tickets concerts. He's coming
Dave
to
Matthew.
Town here in the middle of September. And I got a message as I was, you know, doing that, you know, at any given time, you know, dynamic pricing could affect your tickets of these concert tickets.
Okay.
It was just surprising. So it's happening all over the place. And ultimately, I think it's the way that our world is going. And I think there's benefits for everyone involved in that we have these wonderful machines in the background of our life and supporting things and giving us, you know, the best options and pricing for what we're looking for. And ultimately, that's what ClassPass does when it comes to fitness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to pricing.
Uh-huh.
And then I also saw, depending on what city you're in, so it's not the same price in all across country or across the world.
It's
it depends
not.
On it depends where you're, what city you're in, what locations.
It's just like real estate.
Okay.
You can't buy the same condo on the Tempe Town Lake that you can buy in La Jolla.
Okay.
So it's all
LA is a little bit more expensive.
LA is a little bit more expensive. New York's a little bit more expensive. So we take, you know, cost of living and the dynamics of each individual city into play when it comes to subscription costs and also when it comes to credit costs.
Wow.
So yeah, it's up. But again, the user has complete control over what they want to do.
Yeah.
So if in that cycle they've only got 3 or 4 credits left, what can they spend those 3 or 4 credits on? Or if they're at the beginning of their cycle, then they have the opportunity to, they really want to take an aerial yoga class. It's always been on the top of their list.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe they're a little bit more willing to use their credits in a different fashion.
Okay.
So again, it's completely up to the user, which is different from other gyms and subscriptions out there.
And then during that month, they buy the basic membership. They come down, they only have 1 or 2 credits left, but they still have, I don't know, a week left in a month or something like that. Can they just buy more credits that month without, or does that carry into the next month?
So 2 answers to that. They do always have the option to buy more credits if they'd like, and there's
okay.
different options to do that depending upon what their needs are. Or ultimately, they can roll up to 10 credits every month. And the reason we only do 10 credits every month is because we want people to use their credits.
Okay.
So obviously you're more likely when you're paying for something to use something, but if you know it's always going to roll over and you know you're never going to have to use them, why would you? So ultimately we try okay. and drive our users to use their credits. And so that's the reason why we only roll up to 10 each month. So that's all they can roll. So as a user, I always knew that. And so sometimes at the end of my cycle, I would go to gym more often because I didn't want my credits to go to waste.
Okay.
And ultimately, that was driving good behavior because it made me go to the gym.
Okay, it works.
It did work.
How many credits do people usually buy a month?
So they have 3 different options to do that. And again, back to versatility and flexibility.
Yeah.
So the first plan, they can buy 15 credits. The second plan, they can buy 27 credits. And the third plan, they can buy 45.
Okay.
And the average class here in Phoenix will cost you about 5 credits.
Okay. So people can do the math there.
Yeah. And again, it just kind of depends on what your lifestyle is and what your needs are. And you can do as you wish with those credits. Go to all yoga classes around the valley or mix it up, kind of like what I did.
Yeah. Now, as your job, you're driving around, calling on people.
Yeah.
You called me, came and visited me. We did a class, which was great.
It's fantastic class.
That's your job every day.
My job every day is to work with potential partners like yourself, which in our world, a partner is a studio, a gym, a run club, a boot camp, anyone in the fitness world, to show them why ClassPass would be a benefit for their business. And we kind of talked about what those benefits were.
Yeah.
And so it gives me as an individual the opportunity to meet people like you to talk about why you're in fitness and what drew you to the industry. And then for me to get an awesome workout too.
Well, I think it's great that you come and you actually do the workout instead of just like a regular sales call, because that changes, you know, it changes the whole dynamic of the conversation that, you know, we probably would have had and interacted with. So, you know,
ultimately,
so that's great. So good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a good idea. So are other people that are in your position doing the same? Is that the model?
It's actually a new model. There are.
Did you start it?
I did not start it.
Okay.
ClassPass did start it, but they understood that fitness was a very emotional industry and that people got in it for not necessarily monetary reasons, but to help others. And so that having a face-to-face conversation was dynamic. And so, yes, there are a few of us out in the country right now. We've all joined the company in this regard that we were working in our hometowns. We were working in our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
We were making those connections to people that we met at the grocery store or that we met like you and I did. And typically, instead of going over coffee or going over lunch, we do it over a workout, which, to your point, changes the dynamic in the conversation. It's always fun having a conversation when you're huffing and puffing on my side of things. But it's fun, and it gives you a deeper appreciation for fitness, for the studio owners, and for these classes.
Okay.
And you get healthier along the way.
I mean, good use of time.
It is an amazing use of time. I feel very fortunate.
Especially you got the little one at home.
I feel very fortunate to be able to find my fitness regimen within my day that doesn't necessarily take away from my kiddo in the morning or the night.
Yeah.
And that's not always true. We know fitness starts very early and potentially can go a little bit past 5 o'clock. And that sometimes happens, and that's okay. But yeah, it is fun that I get to work out in the middle of the day.
How did you transition into ClassPass to work for them as... I mean, how did that all happen?
So ultimately, I was looking for a change in my life, and I was seeing what was out there. And I was really doing a little self-reflection on what was important to me, and health and wellness was always important to me. So when I saw this opportunity come across, I knew the company very well.
They were looking for people.
Okay. I knew the company very well, given my history of using the platform for as long as I did. And I jumped at the opportunity. And thankfully, ClassPass gave me the opportunity to take it on. And so far, it's been a fun ride.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. And I've tried a lot of new things I would never have tried.
Such as?
CrossFit being one of them.
Okay.
It was always an intimidation factor. You know, you saw those CrossFit games on ESPN every once in a while, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be buff enough to do that. But ultimately—
But those are the elite people.
They are, but they're scary when you watch them on TV.
Yeah.
And so the beauty, though, of fitness, and I think leading back to ClassPass, the company I work for, is that there are people from all walks of life— on all different fitness journeys within all of these gyms. And everyone has a story and everyone has a reason why they're there. And once you walk into a gym and you realize you're all in it to do really hard work and make yourself better, it doesn't necessarily always matter what the genre is that you're in this group setting, you're with all these dynamic people, and you're just sharing that 1 hour to make yourself better.
Yeah.
And I think that ultimately is what drives us all to be better people.
Yeah. Most people, you know, they don't care what you're doing in there. They're just doing their own thing. They're focused on themselves. You know, they're, you know, probably encourage you.
Yep.
It's not a negative. I mean, that mindset is kind of like gone by the way. There may still be a few of those places out there, but those that are in the, you know, I think on the fringe. But I think for the most part, people are just, you know.
It's fun. It's dynamic. Yeah. It's energetic. Yeah. I mean, what is it? Exercise, you always, you know, build up those endorphins and you always end up happier when you walked out. I mean, the hardest thing whenever you're going to a class, a gym, whatever your fitness regimen is just getting in the car and getting out the door.
Yeah.
Because you're always thankful once you've walked in the door. Yeah.
Most people never, you know, regret going.
No, you don't. But the hardest part is just getting your butt out of bed or whatever your situation is. But once you're there, you're happy. And I think you feel that in any type of group fitness setting, which I've always enjoyed and I think is what kept me going.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about your partners in Phoenix?
Partners in Phoenix. Yeah, there's so many. We have over 200 partners here in Phoenix. And obviously now that I'm here, continuing to grow that footprint and give everyone more options on fitness and to find what works for them. So we have large brands that maybe some are familiar with, like Crunch and Cycle Bar, even LA Fitness and UFit Gyms to be able to enjoy. And then we have small boutique fitnesses like yourself, like Mind and Body Strengthening, Body and Scott Dale, CrossFit of North Phoenix.
Okay.
So we span the entire valley from Avondale to Gilbert, or even if you want to go further, Apache Junction, all the way north from Casa Grande to Anthem. So there's something out there geographically for everyone. And within those communities, there's obviously a ton of variety as well.
Is there one that sticks out that's really unique and that kind of guy caught you off guard? Like, ooh, this is kind of like very interesting. Or like not like what you expected?
Not so much interesting, but you just never know sometimes what each gym is all about. And it's usually a welcome surprise. It's never negative or bad. It's always like, wow, I didn't know I could do that. And I will have to say Elevate Yoga is in downtown Phoenix, and they are an aerial yoga studio.
Okay.
And so even if you're afraid of heights, it's something you have to try. And the sensation of feeling of being suspended is really dynamic and amazing because you think, oh, I'm just going to hang out in this hammock, which they call silks in the aerial yoga space, and I'm not going to get a workout. It's going to be super easy, and I'm just going to close my eyes, and I'm going to go to Shavasana, and I'm just going to relax. I have never been so sore in my entire life than after an aerial yoga class. But so it's those surprises and more of a surprise and delight that you're like, wow, I didn't think that was going to hurt that bad.
Okay.
So it's there are those opportunities. And that's what's true with every genre. You know, I CrossFit classes again, I was always a little intimidated, but I went in and had an amazing workout and my butt has never been more sore. but there's little things that just surprise you. And I think too, that's why ClassPass is dynamic, is because it kind of takes down that barrier to entry. Oh, if my friend's going to go do it, or if it's on ClassPass, they must, you know, be open and welcoming and want me to be there.
Yeah.
So you go and you try, and it's amazing.
What's your wheelhouse though? What do you usually default to? What do you like personally?
Personally, and again, I never tried it before being a subscriber on ClassPass, is Legree Pilates. And so they use what's called a megaformer. So it's a little different than a traditional Pilates reformer.
Okay.
And they are passionate about small, slow movements. And you, it's on this conveyor belt in a way. It's not, that's a really bad description, okay, but I don't know how to visually theater of the mind describe it to you audially. But you move very slowly. And you move very distinctly. And again, never been so sore in my life. Waking up 2 days later, because it's the second day sore, that's always the worst. Oh, I worked. And like the deep abs, super deep abs, they get to those muscles that you forget that exist until they do. And you're sore.
So you keep returning to there.
I go every once in a while. It's not far from my house.
Okay.
But it's funny because in this role, I haven't gone to some of the gyms that I have went to a lot, because I get to go to all these new gyms.
Okay.
Which is fantastic. So Elevate Yoga was one of those. I went to Be Fit Nominal in North Phoenix not too long ago, which was fantastic HIIT style. This morning I was at Burn It, Build It. So a dynamic workout that was all leg focused. So I know I'm going to hurt tomorrow.
Okay.
So it's those new gyms that you get to find in new genres as a partner development specialist that I get to learn. And that's what keeps it fun too, because you're always learning as well.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's good.
And challenging yourself, because I like to take these classes. I like to see what it's all about. And sometimes I have regrets. Not really regrets. My body has some regrets the next day, but in a good way. Always in a good way.
What about the boutique fitness? So what's that like here in Phoenix or in the Valley?
So it exploded. It exploded about 3 or 4 years ago. And ultimately, that's where ClassPass started, was in boutique fitness. In the smaller style gyms, the ones that maybe are a little bit harder to find, and giving these gyms a voice to be heard and discovered and found. And so that exploded. It was big. And we even find, because we have this massive research and development team on the back end, you know, doing fitness research, have found that even some of the larger gyms that were very popular not too long ago, like an LA Fitness or a Red Mountain, have found ways to harness that boutique feeling and launching kind of subsidies of their own big gyms to fill those voids. And ultimately, I think people like to be recognized. I think you like to walk in and see a familiar face, and you like to build that rapport and that relationship with not only the people you work out with, but possibly the instructors or the gym owners themselves. Yeah. And boutique fitness allows individuals to do that. And ultimately, I think the side of that is it goes back to accountability. If that gym owner knows that you've come to that class for the last 6 weeks at 6 a.m. on Tuesday, and that Tuesday you're not there, they're probably going to call you out on it.
Yeah.
Why weren't you there?
Or just to make sure you're okay.
And you get to come up with either an excuse or a story to explain why you weren't there. But ultimately, we all thrive on relationships and human connections. And I think boutique fitness allows us to do that. And it's fun that you're able to continue to do that, even with a little bit of variety along the way.
Okay. To touch on that, the show The Prophet. Are you familiar with that show?
I've heard it and watched one episode, okay. So I'm not super.
So you kind of know the guy who run, you know, they were, I think he was helping, I don't know, 7-Eleven or something like that, some little convenience store. But there was one store in like New Jersey or New York or somewhere that was just like killing it. But it was just in like, a lower income area. I don't know, whatever. But they just did a remarkable business. So they went there to check it out. What they discovered was that the lady, one of the employees that worked there in the morning, she was kind of, an older lady, grandma, ish or whatever, but she knew every person that came in there in the morning, all ages. And she knew about their families, what was going on, having that little bit of, you know, New York, New Jersey. She was a little bit, you know, brash with them. Like, you know, why are you doing that? What are you thinking? You know, what do you, why were you doing that? And so they just felt like a real connection with her, and they sold all sorts of coffee and donuts, but they came in. And when she wasn't there, that, you know, everyone was wondering and concerned, but the business really revolved around her interaction with all these people. Wow. I mean, they can go get coffee anywhere.
True.
I mean, so, but to your point, people, that's what they want. They want to feel like they're at home, someone who cares about them, you know, be involved in their life a little bit, whatever, you know, you're going to let them into.
And so not be afraid to challenge them too.
Yeah.
Get a little lower. You can up a little higher on that weight. I know you can. And I mean, ultimately, those individuals, I genuinely believe, are in fitness because they want to help others. And so they're in it with the very best of intentions. And so when you're able to parlay that into to that relationship and that extra push or that little extra umph, or maybe they had a bad day at work or someone to talk to.
Yeah. And going to the gym should be the best time of the day.
I love that.
Yeah.
It should be.
Yeah.
Because it's the one day you've committed, it's the 1 hour, however long, even half an hour, 15 minutes, whatever you're able to do that day that you've devoted to yourself.
Yeah.
And to make yourself healthier. And it's a mantra I've kind of made for myself over the last 6 to 8 months is that if I'm healthy, my family's healthy too.
Yeah. You got to lead by example.
Yes.
You know, it passes down.
Yes.
You know, and you said, you know, your husband, obviously, he does stuff too.
He's a fitness guy too. He's more of an avid runner. He hits the road and that's his thing. But that's the time that he gets to be whoever he wants and think about whatever he wants and maybe get rid of some bad juju that day or, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just nice because I think everyone needs a little bit of time to themselves to regroup and recoup and just get back to the roots. And I think fitness allows people to do that.
As you've traveled around and you go to all these different facilities, you know, the quote unquote big box boutique, where does the technology come in when you go to these facilities of how they're using technology? Cause you know, we know like, you know, some places they'll have the heart rates, it shows up on the screen someplace. I mean, what have you seen?
I've seen when it comes down to genre. So when I say genre, they're a cycle studio, they're a HIIT studio, that they kind of gravitate towards one style of technology. So for instance, I'll use a cycling studio, for example. Very often they have the mechanics on each individual bike to track your tension. So how hard your power is, your cadence, how fast your wheels are spinning.
Okay.
And they use that to motivate you by a leaderboard. And that leaderboard then is put up onto the screen and it challenges you. Maybe you're at the bottom of the leaderboard that day. And maybe that day you're okay with that. But maybe you want to get a little bit higher. So maybe midway through the workout, you're working a little bit harder. You're pedaling a little bit faster. You've turned that crank up a little bit harder to rise. When it comes to maybe a HIIT or a boot camp style, I've seen a lot of heart rate monitoring. And that, you know, is a little bit deeper when it comes to technology. And it measures you in different ways. But it's an individual measurement because we all know that everyone's different. And they may burn more calories to the guy to the right, but maybe there's a reason why that's happening. So you're able to individually measure yourself and your success. How long did you spend in the yellow compared to how long did you spend in the red?
Okay.
And then overall technology comes into play when accountability. How many times have you been? So the gyms that you have to check into or the gyms that you need a key fob or whatever their technology is. Wow, congratulations. You've been here 50 times in the last 3 months. So from that standpoint, it's accountability. It's like, oh, I get a gold star. I've been here 50 times.
Yeah.
And that's more or less from a consumer standpoint, but from a gym owner standpoint, the ability to communicate with your consumers via email, via text messaging, and all those ways that on the back end, they can help keep you accountable and help keep logs of how your fitness regimen is going is dynamic in that capacity too. So I think technology has added a lot to fitness and allowed a lot of people to be more accountable and better versions of themselves.
So ClassPass, technology company.
Big one.
How do you mirror, or does that marry with that technology? Okay, I'm a ClassPass user. Mm-hmm. I look it up. I'm going through my filter. Can I filter to look for some of these things that you're speaking of?
Yep, you can. A lot of times what will happen is we'll tell you how to prepare for a class because no one wants to walk into anywhere new unprepared. So if you need a heart rate monitor or you need boxing gloves.
Oh, that was one thing. So when you go to these places, do you have to have your own heart rate monitor? Or do they supply one?
Everyone's a little different. Okay. It individually depends on the gym. So you can either sometimes borrow one, or if you do have your own, you can bring your own. Or if they want you or need to purchase a special one, we tell you in advance how to prepare so you know exactly how you're walking into it. And so, yes, some gyms do have you just pair your heart rate monitor with one they have, and you're able to see all your stats on the screen. Specifically, when it comes to ClassPass, you're able to match your Apple Watch and a couple of other different devices so that you could see in each individual workout how many calories you burn and what your average heart rate was. So if you in turn have one of those personal devices in your life, you're able to see that type of data if you're interested in it about each individual workout.
And that goes through ClassPass?
Yep. You see it all on your individual. So it's pretty cool. So if I see my history in ClassPass and I went to Pilates class XYZ, I'm able to see how many calories I burned and what my average heart rate was.
So it just links it.
It syncs it.
Okay.
Yep. And we do it with a couple of different devices. So not just Apple Watches. I know because I'm an Apple Watch user that it automatically does it to that. But the Apple technology and that health app that they give to everyone, you're able to sync. So it's fun in that way. Data obviously is not for everyone. So if that's not your thing, you don't have to use it. And same goes for our partners. We have an amazing dashboard on the back end that lets you dive super deep into data. But if data is not your thing, then that's okay too. So we're all driven by data in some way, shape, or form, and it's just up to either the user or the partner how deep they get into it.
Okay. You touched on people getting gold stars or rewards. Does ClassPass have some sort of criteria within itself? Like you did so many ClassPass classes, or do they have a reward? I mean,
it's not really a reward system. It's more
like a attaboy or something.
It's a gold star.
Okay.
You know, it's like, wow, you've completed your 100th ClassPass. Class over the series of that. And so, yes, we do congratulate you for doing a good job. But no, it's not necessarily a reward system.
But it kind of tracks that.
Yeah, it does. And I think that makes you feel good. It's like, wow, I had, and I think because we're all so busy these days, you lose track of that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. That's pretty cool. Like, I'm going to go for 200 now or whatever your marker is. I mean, and then, again, back to variety and individuality, that is the beauty of the system and the service is you can make it your own. If 50 is getting you, then that's an awesome feat for you.
Yeah.
So it's dynamic in that way.
What do you think the future holds? Boutique, big box?
When it comes to fitness?
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a hybrid of both. I think we've gone one direction for a long time, and I think we've gone another direction for a long time. And I think like anything in any industry, we find ways to mirror those two and blend them together. LA Fitness, for instance, I know, not here in Phoenix, but in LA, has launched a Pilates studio specifically.
Within their
studios that you know as an LA Fitness with the equipment and the classes and the locker rooms. So they've launched another version of it, a hybrid version of it. And so it's just finding the common bonds and finding what fits for everyone because there isn't a one-stop shop for everyone.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a blending of those two. You know, for a while, I thought we were going down the Red Bull standpoint, like how crazy and out there can you get? But that's not for everyone.
Yeah.
So it's finding common ground that everyone can be happy and healthy.
And, you know, instructors in those group classes, you know, they build a following and people don't really sometimes care where they're at. They just want the instructor. True.
So true. You know, everyone finds their affinity. Everyone finds that connection back to relationships that we talked about, how important they are. But yes, some instructors do follow. I remember very early on in my career, way before ClassPass, I went to LA Fitness and there was a yoga teacher who taught every Monday night, never tried yoga before. And I don't know how we ended up in her class, but we went every Monday night.
After that?
Because she was dynamic. And I find that happens a lot in fitness. And I think, again, that goes back to the core of why people get into fitness is to help others.
Yeah. So, well, good. Yeah. Okay. Plans for the future of ClassPass. What's the future hold for you guys?
So a next phase is getting into the wellness. So obviously fitness is one component of being a healthy you and wellness is the next component.
Okay.
So how as an individual, what does that mean to you, wellness? Does that mean going to get a massage once a month? Does that mean to go into a cold plunge pool? Does that mean getting a variety of wellness services. So we're testing it in a few markets around the country and seeing how it's doing. But that's kind of phase two, is that it's looking at a holistic approach to a person and the things that they need in their life to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And obviously we can work hard. But we also need to take care of ourselves as well. So how do we do that in a dynamic fashion and give people variety and options in doing that for themselves? So maybe here soon in Phoenix, we'll see.
So how's it going in those other?
So far, so good. I haven't gotten the deep stats and know, but I know that the footprint is continuing to grow in those cities. So something must be going well.
Okay.
So it's fun in that way to see the company evolve. And again, wanting every person to be a healthier version of themselves.
You think the name will change from ClassPass to something else?
You know, it was talked about when we were in Montana a few weeks ago. Like, will it change? Right now, everything seems status quo, but you just never know.
Because now it's, you know, just what you described is going outside of classes.
It does change the dynamic a little. I think someone was joking about when the topic came up. Is it going to be Health Pass or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know. Keep you posted. But well, so far, ClassPass is such a dynamic brand that's been built across the globe now and launching in all of these international cities. So I don't know. Maybe it'll be ClassPass 2.0. Who knows?
Yeah, it's all right.
We can all speculate.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about that we didn't cover? I mean, we kind of covered a lot of stuff there, but you know, is there anything else that we should know about ClassPass?
I mean, ultimately, it gives our users variety and the ability to discover something new and do it on your own timetable using one seamless platform and not having to maintain 6 or 7 different avenues of fitness. And ultimately, we are driven by being healthier versions of ourselves. And to me, and this was my story, that ClassPass gave me that kick in the butt that I needed. It gave mm-hmm. me the options that I was looking for and made it easy. And ultimately, all of us are looking for life to be maybe just a little bit more easy. And this platform and this service definitely gave that to me. And I think it would for others.
Okay. Well, that's great. Where can we find you guys?
So classpass.com, you can always go onto the website and explore studios in the Valley, explore what options there are in your neighborhood, look at all of the pricing and subscription options. So that would be where I would head. You can find us obviously on all of the Android and Apple Store apps. And I will say I spent all my time on the app. That was my home base every Sunday night. But yes, you can find us anywhere just by a quick Google search of classpass.com.
Okay. And if they wanted to, so in the local area, you're our rep. So if they need to get a hold of you.
They want to get a hold of me.
Well, I mean, if they want you to come and, you know, visit and, you know,
definitely.
Learn about you. So if some studio wants you to come and.
So my email is christina.bernardo@classpass.com, and I'd be happy to speak about the platform. But definitely do your research and poke around, because I think a lot of partners of ours and subscribers of ours are surprised on how many people we have in the Valley. So it's awesome to see us grow. And then if you ever travel to Tucson, we are in Tucson as well. We do have studios down there. And then if you do travel frequently for work, or you are traveling like I did in Singapore, you can use any of our studios anywhere in the country. So that's the other really cool component if that's a big part of your life.
And then also, because I use Mindbody.
Perfect.
And you guys are...
We're an integrated partner with
Mindbody. Integrated part of them. Anybody else you integrated with that people, because Mindbody, you know, you can kind of search all around the country, very similar to that.
Yep. Same idea. We partner with a number of different scheduling platforms, ZingFit, and there's a dozen of them or so. So depending upon what your gym is using as a scheduling platform, we can definitely talk and see if we integrate with them. And at the end of the day, if we don't at the time, it's probably in the future plans. So we can still accommodate any gym, whether they have a scheduling platform or if they do it on their own.
Okay.
Yeah. So, thank you for having me.
Well,
this was so much fun.
Yeah, this is great. So thank you very much for telling us all about that. And we had some good stories. So
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So we'd just like to thank all our listeners for tuning in today of this episode. Think Fit, Get Fit, Stay Fit, hosted by me, Scott Marsh, sponsored by Mind and Body Strengthening. Through a revolutionary program using advanced science, we can help you break through the barriers of thinking fit, getting fit, and staying fit. So you can go to our website, mindandbodystrengthening.com, for some more information or to contact us. Have a great day.